Hello, welcome to the Beard Out Podcast. Podcast where we talk about the two greatest things in the world, beer and Weird Al Yankovic. My Aunt Lala and my dad are the hosts of the show. Thanks for listening to the Beard Out Podcast, part of the iPods Media Network. Stay weird and enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Tina Jaramillo.
And I'm Hillary Dougherty.
And we host the Muck Podcast, where we discuss the dark and sometimes weird true stories in American politics.
Hey, Tina, did you know that Elvis crashed the Nixon White House for the sole purpose of getting a DEA badge, and it worked?
What? Or how a gun control advocate senator out of California engaged in gun trafficking with notorious gang leader Shrimp Boy?
Shrimp Boy, I remember him. Okay, so, you know, we cover all of that and more from maladies, madness, mischief, and murder in U.S. politics.
And we also host a bi-weekly interview segment called Lil Muck.
We interview politicians, journalists, activists, and others who share their experiences in politics.
Find the Muck Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and check us out on social media at the Muck Podcast.
And it is recording, so it's time for the music.
Well, hey, how are you doing? Have a seat. Have a drink. Boy, I can glad to see ya. Wanna come be safe? Where's Lala?
All right, people. It's time for yet another very special episode of the Beard Out Podcast. It's the podcast where we talk about two of the greatest things in the world, beer and Weird Al. And since this is a very special episode, my brother John is not here because he's not very special. I have very special people on the show with me. And this week, this person does not have a podcast. This person's dad has a podcast.
Yes, he does.
And you've been on my podcast now more times than you've been on your dad's podcast.
Yes, I have.
So, bleh. Zach, hi.
Hi, how you doing, Laura?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
So, this is usually the part where I let people say, like, hey, what's your podcast? What do you want people to listen to? Like, what links are, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what podcast you're going to listen to. That's the Infectious Groove Podcast. You can find it everywhere you can find the Beard Out Podcast.
That's right, because we're all on the Odd Pods Media Network.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you didn't do the math, Zach is Russ's kid.
Yes, I am.
And he's here with me today to talk about, we're going to be ranking the tracks on mandatory fun.
I think it's mandatory that we have to rate them.
Yes, it is. And we should have fun doing it, which is why I have a beer because I'm legally obligated to on this show. And you are legally not allowed to on
yes,
this show.
So I have a Coke and a glass bottle. Hold on.
Yeah.
Give me one more.
Tap it. See? Yeah, see? That's right. That's a manual sound effect right there. That's real. It's a Coke in a glass bottle, so he's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a beer from Wicked Weed Brewing. It's a hazy IPA called Coastal Love, because you're here visiting us on the coast.
Oh, yeah, Jacksonville.
We went to the beach today, so that's where we're at.
We left, and apparently two people got struck by lightning at the beach.
Yeah, so I don't know much more about that, and we definitely shouldn't laugh about it.
No, we should
but
not.
On our way back to the house from the beach, we kept seeing fire trucks going out towards the beach, like right where we came from. We're like, there's a lot of fire trucks going
out
like that way.
Yeah, like six fire trucks. They were like the big ones with the big ladders too. It was a whole thing.
I'm like, well, I'm glad we left the beach.
Oh yeah.
And we came home where we're not going to get struck by lightning.
Oh yeah.
Mm. All right, that beer's pretty good.
This Coke is pretty good too.
Hey, oh, so he's over here doing Coke. And I didn't even hit my button.
I had to pop myself a beer.
Yeah, you know, and since Zach is doing Coke, I feel like I gotta be like,
we doing pills, uppers and downers.
Oh yeah, baby.
That's great. Anyways, those are my buttons. So those of you who've listened to the show, you probably know how these album ranking episodes work. We go off of my guest rankings from their least favorite, which again, we say is not a song you dislike. It just happens to be your least favorite on the album because there's no bad Weird Al song.
There is not.
Right. So it's just your least favorite to your most favorite. And we compare our rankings and we talk about the songs as we go. So for those of you keeping score at home, Mandatory Fun was Al's last proper album. And it came out in 2014.
He needs to get on an album already.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
Well, there's already a lot of Weird Al out there. But
yeah. Now, I know there's a lot of Weird Al out there. And I feel like he's doing things the way he wants to do them now. We've got a movie coming up. We got a lot of Weird Al stuff coming up.
So there's a lot of Weird Al content coming, just not an album right now.
Yes. I don't think we're going to get another album, but
never say never.
Never. I will never say never. This is just my conjecture. I feel like we're not going to get another album, but I would love for Al to prove me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But if he doesn't prove me wrong, this was a heck of a way to go out.
Oh, yeah. I love this album.
It's so good.
So can I talk about why I love this album?
Please,
right now?
Please do.
All right. The reason that, well, Lauren gave me an option of which album I would like to do. And I chose this album because it has a lot of meaning to me. And I was just scrolling through YouTube and I was listening to Happy. And I was like, what's this guy? Because I saw the thumbnail for Tacky. And I was like, this guy looks real fun. And so I was like 7 or 8. And I clicked on it, and I was like, this is amazing, and I love it, and I couldn't stop laughing, so I went deeper into it. My mom showed me Fat, and I fell in love.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. I love a good Weird Al origin story, let me tell you, because my brother and I have ours. It was the Bad Hair Day album. We're like, what is happening here? This is the best. And a lot of people have come on the show and shared their Weird Al origin story, or their Weird Allergen. No, because that means you're allergic. That's you. I'm not allergic to Weird Al, I promise. No. So, I think we should just jump into this because you got 12 tracks on this album. Let's see where stuff lines up. So, what song do you have at number 12?
Jackson Park Express.
Sir. 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 You can explain that why when you get there. I have that at number 2.
All right.
Because it's one of my most very favorite tracks on this album. But anyway, go ahead. Tell me why you hate Jackson Park Express.
I don't hate it. It's just, I feel like with a lot of Weird Al albums, in the order I listen to them in, it ends up being the last one because I fall in love with every song that I hear. And then the last one, I don't have that much time to fall in love with. I will admit, I hadn't heard it until about a week ago.
Okay.
And that's partially why it's the bottom of my list, because a lot of the other songs of this album, the bottom three, I haven't really heard a lot.
Okay.
Maybe like fair. 3 or 4 times. So I can't really comment on the lyrics as much as I can in my top few songs. But I can give you the reasoning, which is I haven't listened to them a lot and fallen in love with them.
That's totally fair. That's totally fair. And the only reason that I had the reaction to that is because, okay, when your dad was on the show doing the album rankings of Even Worse, we had quote unquote Melanie Gate 2022.
I am aware.
And I'm just saying I appreciate your reasoning behind this. Jackson Park Express is my second favorite track on this song. And I will. OK, just so you don't, in case you don't know, nothing happens in this song. It's all in the guy's head. He's on a bus looking at a woman and imagining how things could be. And it's a style parody of Cat Stevens, whom I enjoy. I'm sorry, Yusef.
Yeah.
Right. That's what he goes by. And it's great. So weird, the way we feel about Weird Al songs, my brother and I have found this too, is fluid, you know? So I would say that if I were to talk to you 2-3 years from now, Jackson Park Express will move.
Yeah, and just from when you talked to me on the last time I appeared on the podcast, a few of my opinions have changed from then. I will admit I haven't rewatched that episode since it came out.
Okay.
Because I don't like hearing myself talk, which is a weird thing that I have. But I did enjoy it when I watched it. And I just know that a few of my opinions have changed.
I bet they have. But I feel like your closing statement cannot, should not, and will not ever change in that, you know, Weird Al is just super kind and the best thing about him is how nice he is.
Oh, yeah.
So We're just going to keep on being nice about Weird Al. And I'm nervous now based on what you said about Jackson Park Express. What's your 11?
Mission statement.
Oh, get out of my house, boy. That's my number one.
That's your number one?
Dude, okay. Here's the thing. I get it not being ranked up high for you at all. Because mission statement, you have to have had an office job to truly understand.
And I obviously haven't. I've only worked retail and fast food.
Right. I get that. And I understand that. Because, man, I feel like if I were listening to this album and I was your age, Mission Statement wouldn't be that high up for me either. But Mission Statement is a style parody of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Uh-huh.
Most closely like Sweet Judy Blue, right? And the lyrics are entirely pointless corporate jargon. Okay, so I send this song to people that I work with anytime we have like a meeting that's run by anybody who's like an executive or higher. And I'm like, so this is what was going through my brain this entire time. Because none of what they said made actual sense. Like, we're winning. And like, what are we winning though? Is this a contest? No, well, things are soft right now. I'm like, okay, what does that mean? What does anything mean? And that's what this song is. But I get you not getting it at this point right now. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, so, well, my top two are off the table now. All right.
I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize. Your opinion is your opinion. This is great.
So, this is the last one. This is the last one that I haven't really familiarized myself with. Inactive.
Okay, that's fine. That's my number 11. I'm not even mad about that.
All right. Yeah, just Inactive is inactive in my brain. It doesn't it doesn't lease out a permanent space in my brain like my top three on this album do.
That's fair.
Like my number one, which I won't say, is permanently in my brain, possibly because I'm pretty sure it's my father's favorite and I've heard it the most.
Okay.
But I just love it because it okay, we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. No, yeah. Inactive. My brother and I did an episode on Inactive not too long ago. And I'm just not.
Was it Inactive?
Yeah, we ended up talking about dragons more than the song because we were trying to imagine dragons.
I see what you did there.
And no, we ended up like seriously going into a lot of lore about dragons when we were talking about this song. And when we can't really sink our teeth into what the song is about when we're trying to talk about the song, like I can tell that this is not one of I don't love the original.
Yeah.
And I feel like Inactive definitely falls into one of the things that Weird Al does a lot. You know, it's poking at like the lazy watches TV all the time.
Couch potato.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of thing. And there's nothing wrong with going back to that. Well, because it's like he's not making fun of this person. And it much like in Fat, he's not making fun of fat people. The person's like, I'm fat and I'm proud. So just tell me once again, who's fat? You know, this is like, you know, I'm inactive. I'm so inactive. And it's like definitely owning that. So I like that it's there's no negative connotation here. It's just like stuff you recognize. But at the same time, I feel like I've heard it before. I don't like the original all that much. And so that is why it is my number 11.
All right. So we're going to move on up the list.
We're going to move on to your number nine. Number nine.
First World Problems.
That's my number nine too.
Awesome. I love it. I love it so much. But there are just songs that I like better on this album. I can relate to it. I can relate to the lyrics and him just being like, here's a bunch of first world problems and you're going to hear about how I have to deal with them. Well, not him, but
the narrator of the song.
The narrator of the song. Yeah.
Have you heard the Pixies at all? You're allowed to say no.
No, I've heard a little bit here and there because over my entire life, I've heard lots of music. Like if you play the song, I'd probably know it, but I don't know them by name and artist together. Okay.
Well, I will tell you, you hear any song by the Pixies, the fact that this is a Pixies style parody, I've had people on my show that say that First World Problems is the best Pixies song.
Much like you'll have people that are, that'll say Dare to Be Stupid is the best Devo song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's right up there with that. Like, Weird Al nailed exactly what he was trying to...
He nailed the style parody on it.
For sure. He definitely nailed the style parody on it. And yeah, it's one of those things, like, first world problems is definitely a phrase. And this, the title of the song anyway, is definitely something that Weird Al fans have kind of globbed onto. Like, uh-huh. I'm in a lot of Weird Al, like, fan groups on the internet.
No.
I know, right? It happens. Anytime one of them has, like, a minor complaint, they're like, I know, first world problems, but... And so, like, it's definitely a thing that has taken hold in that way. But, man. Yeah, there's definitely stuff I like better, too.
I'm glad that we synced up on one.
We did sync up on one. We weren't too far off on Inactive either. It's just you knocked my top two out right away. But I kind of had a feeling that would happen because I'm like, I wouldn't have liked these when I was 16 either.
Yeah.
But I like them a lot now.
Yeah.
I will talk to you later about these two songs. Oh. It's great. How's that Coke?
It's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to crack my second one I brought in here.
That's good. So you really think that Coca-Cola tastes better out of a bottle?
It does. It does, and I feel like if we get some feedback on Twitter, on the socials.
On the socials.
As my dad affectionately calls them.
The socials.
Yeah, the socials. I feel like people might agree with me. You'll get less in most bottles. But it's an enjoyable experience. Plus, you get to crack the bottle cap.
Yeah, you do get to crack the bottle cap. Now, I'm wondering, because, like, I fully am aware that, like, Coke out of a plastic bottle is a different experience than, like, fountain Coke.
Yes.
Right? So, Coke out of a glass bottle, is it a carbonation thing?
I think it might be, because this is less, I feel like it's less carbonated.
Okay.
But it could also be just the same, and I'm in like the different lip or whatever, the different. It could just be different, like in my brain, I could just be perceiving it different, and then perception is reality.
Yes, absolutely. This is what I'm wondering is because it's like, you know, I've had the same beer like in a can and on draft. I'm like, oh no, this tastes different. Or the same beer in a can versus a bottle. Like, no, it tastes different. Does it? Or
are you just...
Am I perceiving it differently because of the vessel in which it arrived at my mouth?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It might just... Sometimes there are different mixtures and different carbonation levels and stuff like that. But with this, I'm pretty sure it's just like, oh, it's a glass bottle. It's going to be fancy Coke. Let me drink that.
It's a fancy Coke.
Fancy Coke.
So let me get the silver spoons.
I had to take a minute to swallow my Coke there before so I didn't spit it out.
No, we don't want to get Coke all over the microphones. What is this? No. The 70s? Oh, boy, we're having a good time now.
Oh, yeah.
The Coke is kicking in.
For sure.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're on... We're on your number 8, right?
Yes.
Yes. All right. What's your number 8?
This one might be a bit controversial. I love this song. Let me make this sure. Let me make sure everyone knows this. I love this song.
Okay.
My Own Eyes.
Oh, no. Don't worry about it. That's my number 10.
All right. Because I have a lot of memories with that.
Uh-huh.
If your listeners aren't aware, my dad had this thing called Music Night every Friday night of every week. Unless he had like a concert or something to go to, or he was sick, he would always bring his friends over and they would sit down to the basement. They would spin records. If you want to see the basement that they used to spin records in, go check out the Infectious Groove YouTube channel.
Yep. Yeah. It was a cool basement.
It was a cool basement. The biggest record collection that I've ever seen. And this was a regular, like he'd go into Weird Al, he'd play all the classics, and then he'd be like, well, now you want to hear some of the stuff that no one listens to, or it isn't out in the mainstream media. That's amazing. This song. I love this song for those memories.
That's beautiful. I mean, and it's a my own. It's a Foo Fighters.
Yes, it is.
Style parody. And yeah, I love it. I absolutely do. So the fact that it's at my number 10 doesn't mean I don't love it. Mm-hmm. You know, just the same thing. You're like, oh, my number 8. I just mean I don't love it. But no, same deal. Same, absolute same deal. And yeah, I love that your dad was preaching the good word.
Oh yeah, Weird always. Al. Always, always preaching the good word.
And I respect the Weird Al evangelism. Uh-huh. You know, more people need to know.
Oh yeah,
what Weird Al has done in the world. And I love that you like this song because of the memories that you have associated with it.
Yeah,
it's a weird song though.
It is a weird song, but everybody's weird in their own way.
That's true. And this is about seeing weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I saw this. I saw a baby drive a truck. I saw a monkey eat a tuba. It's like, with my own eyes, I've seen things that would drive a normal man insane.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could disconnect my brain from my own eyes. My own eyes. I mean, and it's so good. He fights the foo the way the Foo Fighters fight the foo.
Yeah.
The fighting of the foo is far from faulty.
Yeah. Nice. You did it there. Nice.
I did it.
Oh, yeah.
I did it. He fought those foo fiercely.
Hey, you did it again.
The alliteration is real here today, folks.
Oh, yeah.
It's real. And I feel like I need to give myself one of these.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's great. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, he's going to crack another Coke. Hold on. I'm going to give you an honorary one of these buttons.
I had to pop myself a Coke. Beer.
Woo.
Woo-hoo.
Woo.
We're doing some Coke in here.
We're doing some Coke in here. Yeah, it's great. No, I'm not having a minor two Coke. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're not.
It's Coca-Cola. Okay. Don't worry. I'm not David Bowie.
Or anyone from the 70s, pretty much.
I'm not Robert Plant. There's no shark in here. Don't worry. I like that you know that the shark story is a thing, so that's all I need to know. Okay. We're on your number 7.
We're moving fast.
Well, you know, it's fine. This is a good album. We're having good conversation. Actually, before we get to your number 7, Dave Grohl. Now,
Taylor Hawkins.
Right. Of course.
The late, great
Taylor Hawkins.
Died too young.
Absolutely did. And, but they were both around when this came out. And from what I know of the Foo Fighters and kind of how they presented themselves as a band to the world.
Yeah.
They had to have been over the moon about this. This is the second band that Dave Grohl was in that got, the Weird Al treatment.
And I'm pretty sure everybody knows this, but Dave Grohl was the drummer for Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Yes, knowing Dave Grohl, and if you haven't watched Studio 666, I'm pretty sure it's the movie.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't watched it yet. Your dad told me that it's really super gory. I'm like,
it is gory, but it's like college kids' idea of humor and gore. Like, there's a scene. I can't go real in depth with it, but it's a sex scene, and then they get split in half.
Oh no!
With a chainsaw from under the bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
To quote myself from the other night, that had to hurt.
All right. But yeah, so it is gory, but it has all of the members of the band in it. And the main premise is that they go to a studio to record an album and it's cursed. And it's a fun kind of campy 80s, 90s horror movie.
Yeah.
And they did that on purpose because they're big geeks and they don't hide that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which
yes.
is amazing. Yes.
Yes.
but they dare to be stupid, if you will.
They do. They dare. Yes. And they succeed.
Uh-huh. And I just love that for the Foo Fighters can make the music that they do and then not be scared to be like, so we're all geeks and you're going to deal with it.
Yes. And this is exactly where I was going with it. Like, they had to have, like, pooped themselves when this song came out from Weird Al. Because Weird Al does exactly the same thing. He and his band are some of the most incredibly talented people that you'll like ever,
oh yeah,
ever encounter. They take their art seriously. They don't take themselves seriously. And I feel like the Foo Fighters were very much the same way.
Oh, yes.
So they had to have loved this.
Oh, my God. They must have been over the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know Dave Grohl put that book out. And he talked about like his reaction to when Weird Al did the Smells Like Nirvana song and how excited he was for that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine how excited they were for this because Weird Al's kind of coming back. He's like, Weird Al's coming back to me. He's coming back to me again.
Yeah.
He's doing the thing.
Yeah. I mean, Dave Grohl kind of has a weird relationships with fans. He loves fans. Paparazzi is a different thing. Mm. And he's kind of perceived as a jerk when you don't know him as an artist or a person. Then you just see a video of him like shooing off paparazzi. You'd assume that he's a jerk, but he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that. Well, everybody should know that.
Everybody should know.
But he kind of is perceived as kind of like a moody jerk sometimes, which he can be.
Mm-hmm.
But so can pretty much every artist.
So can pretty much every person can be a moody jerk sometimes.
Yeah, everyone can be.
Wouldn't you hate to be like known for that one time you were in a bad mood?
Oh my God, yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm in a bad mood a lot, but.
Are you in a bad mood right now?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see where that goes.
I don't know. I'm 16. I don't even know. Bad mood could come out like right any second. Trust me, I was there.
You know what, Lauren? I think I'm done here.
That's it. I'm going to rip off the headphones. That was good. I'm done here. That's great. Okay. Now for real, what's your number 7?
All right. No sidebars?
No more sidebars.
How about a sandbar?
We could be sandbars, I think. But I'm sure we'll have another sidebar before we're done. But we're done with this particular sidebar.
All right, then. Sports song. That's my number 7.
Okay, that's my number 4. You can talk about it. It is literally only my number 4 because I love football, and in high school I was in marching band, so it hits.
I love it because, again, memories.
Mm-hmm.
We're simply inferior. I love it.
Sports team is simply inferior. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the cadence of it.
We're great and you suck.
Yeah.
We're great and you suck.
And I love how it's just it. One second. It doesn't go. I got the Coke burps.
You got the Coke burps.
It doesn't go with anything else on the album in parody style. Like it just jumps at you. You fade off the song before it, and it's just like boom right in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because I feel like in every album you need a song that kind of just hits you to keep your attention.
Yeah.
Especially now, me of all people should know with ADHD and being in my part of my generation, attention spans are getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. I do not have one friend my age that can sit through and listen to an entire album all the way through front to back.
Really?
No. Unless it's like Dark Side of the Moon, which is like the classic teenage angst album.
Yeah, everybody has to do that at least once.
Yeah. Which I prefer The Wall over Dark Side of the Moon.
That's totally fair.
But I feel like that is reasonable. more influence from my father, even though it's a better album.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Okay. Okay, dude. When I was in high school, in my art class, we had to do this. I was one of the few people, like my senior year of high school, I still took art, even though I didn't have to because, I took art.
And art's cool.
I like art.
I took art last year, even though I didn't need the credit.
Yeah. I love art. Art is super important. And one of the things we had to do was we did these plaster face masks that we then put on like a canvas, and like everybody was kind of like painting their own face like in these scenes. I made my face the wall.
Nice.
It was my face in the wall. And it's out there. Now, you know me. I'm a colorful person.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, like, all my classmates had their faces with, like, there was, like, flowers and all these colorful things and, like, all these, like, bold stuff. And mine is literally my face. I made it as white as I could, and I painted bricks on it over my face. And I was in a wall face.
I could tell.
I made my face the wall.
You were like, Roger, this is for you.
I was like, ah! how could I have any pudding? And that was all.
If you don't teach it meat.
So yeah, I was definitely in a wall phase. And so I did that. So I get that. Oh, no, for sure.
Speaking of Roger, you'll be going to the Roger Waters concert soon.
Yes, as of the time we're recording this, I will be going soon. As of the time people hear that, that will have happened in the past. So it was great.
Yeah, I've already been.
You did it.
So I can vouch. It was great.
Good. Okay, I'm going to think it was great.
Definitely. I don't know where you guys are seated, but there's literally not a bad seat. Unless you're like under the stage, there's no bad seat.
We're not going to be. Your dad picked where we were sitting. And
well, he picked where I was sitting. So
based on where we were going to be sitting, based on what he'd seen of the way that the stage is set up. So I have a feeling that we are going to have had a similar experience.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm excited for it. I'm very excited for it. You know, especially since I had such a deep wall phase.
Oh, yeah.
My wall phase ran deep.
This tour is very wall heavy and I love it.
That's great.
It's great. Every tour that's wall heavy is amazing.
Yeah.
The Dark Side of the Moon isn't bad, but I'd rather have a wall heavy tour.
Yeah.
Oh. And Roger's in great shape for how old he is.
I have said that on multiple occasions. Like, that is a fit man.
Yeah.
Like, he's fit. Like, you can tell that, like, he takes care of himself physically.
Yeah.
And stuff. To still be doing what he's doing. Now, as of the time this is coming out, this is also in the past, but as of the time we're recording that this is happening, we're going to see, I'm looking at the calendar behind you, 1, 2, 3 weeks after we see Roger Waters, we're going to see Ringo Starr, who is slightly older than Roger Waters. And so we're going to see two geriatric men in concert in very quick succession.
I've seen two geriatric men in concert very recently.
You saw Brian Wilson.
I saw Brian Wilson.
I'm jealous of that.
I still have mixed feelings about the Brian Wilson. I'm pretty sure I told you about this.
Yes, you did tell me about it. That
So my show that I get to see him at the now recently renamed, no one that's not in the Metro Detroit area or in Michigan will not feel as strongly as I do about this. But recently renamed Pine Knob.
Yeah.
It used to be DTE and now it's Pine Knob again. And it's an amphitheater. And I saw Brian Wilson and he is a very old man. He's a very genius man.
He's a genius man. He's a man who's been through a lot of stuff.
Been through a lot.
That is the under. I don't think I've ever made a larger understatement than saying Brian Wilson's been through a lot of stuff. But
yes,
Brian Wilson's been through a lot of stuff.
If you listen to Smile, Pet Sounds, and Smile, not Smile and Pet Sounds, but if you listen to them, you'll just basically get his life story in those two.
Mm-hmm.
There's an amazing movie. That I cannot think of the title.
Hey, do you wanna look it up?
Wait a minute. I'll go check.
Give me just a second here. Oh God, I'm gonna know it. Like the second I look it up.
But I get to use that soundbite every time my brother does one of those. Oh God, what was that thing? I was like, wait a minute. I'll go check. What was
Love and Mercy?
The movie was called what?
Love and Mercy.
Perfect.
I did not, well, my father, he showed it to me a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and we both, he went into it and he saw it a few years before me, and he was like, I don't know about this biopic, because I'm pretty sure it came out right after, like, around the time Bohemian Rhapsody came out.
Oh, right on. I have not seen that, and I've heard that I'm not supposed to, so I'm not going to.
You can see it. It's a good movie, not a great biopic. There's a difference.
Oh! Good point, sir.
It's a good movie, not a great biopic, because it does all the main things
uh-huh.
in Queen's like whole what is it?
Oeuvre.
timeline of Queen events, if you will.
Oh yes, the time Queen Quince.
The time Queen Quince. Yeah, but it gets all that. But it just does it out of order in a few spots and makes up a few things. It's kind of like the Doors one.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's called The Doors.
The Doors. But it just makes things up in some parts and makes Freddie look like a jerk when he that's not how it actually was.
Okay.
Because the surviving band members are like, oh, make us look good.
Okay.
Dr. Brian May.
Dr. Brian May. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I know. Dr. Brian May.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a good movie. You should see it. It's not a good biopic. The difference between this and Love and Mercy is Love and Mercy is a great movie and a great biopic.
Okay.
And it there's two different actors that play Brian because it jumps between the 60s when he was making Pet Sounds all the way to the 80s.
Oh.
And it cuts between him making Pet Sounds and it originally being kind of a flop.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becoming a cult classic and him making millions and millions and millions of dollars. You're going to crack another beer?
Not in the middle of your story.
All right. I'll try and close it up real quick. But it shows how he kind of fell into a lot of what performers fall into, which is kind of being controlled by a doctor and drugs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it shows him being saved, not like a lot of performers can be, through the power of love.
Huey Lewis song.
And the news.
The news. We all forget the news.
I never forget the news. I always say, and the news.
I like you remember Huey Lewis and the news.
And the news, because the news backed it.
The news make it happen.
The news, yeah, they tell us what's happening.
The news of the day.
Oh, yeah, but it's an amazing movie, and you should go check it out.
Okay.
We'll try to watch it before I leave. I don't know if that could happen.
I don't know. Time is a flat circle. Anything could happen.
Anything
could happen. You know what's going to happen now?
I had to pop myself a beer.
Hey! This is also from Wicked Weed Brewing. It's called Freak of Nature. I like this beer a lot. I've had it many times before. It was in a nice little Wicked Weed mix. Wicked Weed.
Okay, Casey Kasem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a Wicked Weed mix pack.
Coming up on the charts.
Coming up on the charts, it's Wicked Weed. And
at number 40.
At number 40 with Dirty Little Freak of Nature. No, it's just Freak of Nature, not Dirty Little. It's just Freak of Nature.
Yeah, add a little flair on there.
I had to. Woo. And yeah, no, this is a solid double IPA that is, I'm going to read the can to you, if you don't mind.
All right, then.
It says, an unusual, unexpected natural phenomenon, an outlying West Coast style. West Coast style gets underrated, people. Outlying West Coast style double. You wouldn't know. Double India Pale Ale, brewed with an abnormally large quantity of hops. So they've got extra hops.
Extra hops.
Yep. And it's a delicately crafted and crushable ale designed for fresh and immediate consumption. So I think I need to drink this right now.
Drink it right now. No.
Right now. Right.
Right now.
Right now. I can't drink the whole thing right now. You cannot chug a double IPA. That would.
I bet you could shotgun a double IPA if you really tried.
If I really tried, I could. But that would be disrespectful.
Yeah, because you're just consuming it too fast. You gotta enjoy it.
You are consuming it too fast. You really do have to enjoy it. You're going to end up needing a third Coke before we're done here.
I will. While you're enjoying that, can I go check?
You can go get, you know what? He's going to go.
I had to pop myself
another
beer.
Coke from the fridge.
I'll be right back.
Okay. And I'm going to sing a song about being by myself. This is a throwback to a time that we did that before. Zach's going to go get another Coke. I don't even have anything funny to say. I'm sitting in a room by myself. It's fine. He came back with two Cokes.
I came back with two.
Two Cokes.
Two of them. Two damn right there. All right, I have returned with two Cokes, not just one.
Two Cokes, that's good. Oh my gosh, we're on your number six, right?
Number six?
Number six.
Number six.
We're halfway through the album.
Nikki Six.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So my number six. We just did sports song.
Yes.
Sports song. All right. Tacky.
Okay, Tacky's my seven.
All right. That is partially because it's the first Weird Al song I ever heard.
I love that. That's great. When we did our episode about Tacky, we had our mom on the show because it was our Mother's Day episode in 2021.
Wow.
And
it's a classic.
Yeah, our mom loves Tacky
because
she identifies as tacky.
No offense to Lawrence Mupp. Is she tacky?
She identifies as tacky. She self-identifies as tacky.
That's a new one.
So
amazing one, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I love that about her and that she kind of owns that because she it's giving us permission to like own and embrace our weird about this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I did want to say about tacky is the day I met Weird Al for the first time.
In forever.
No, in ever, right? And you being in this room with me, you can see the picture on the wall. It's the bottom one in that frame. That's the first time I met Weird Al. I was in the front row for that concert, and during his performance of Tacky, he was dancing throughout the crowd, and I was overcome by the moment, and I definitely was dancing in front of my seat and whatnot with a couple other people in the crowd, and Weird Al danced right in front of us, and I kind of danced like right past him. And my friend Jonathan from the Trivial Warfare podcast was there with me, and he got video of it. And as soon as Weird Al kind of like danced past me, I made one of those, oh my God, like faces, like after Weird Al passed me. And then like not like a couple hours later, I got to like meet him, and uh-huh. I was still in that same mindset. So Tacky definitely holds a special place in my heart. Like, cause like Tacky was the first time I was within 6 inches of Weird Al.
Oh yeah.
And it was the first Weird Al song that you heard. And
you were
I can
touch him.
I could, but like, if you watch the video, which it's somewhere on our socials somewhere, and like maybe I'll share it again like around when this episode comes out, because I'm not even embarrassed by it because it was like my natural reaction to being around my hero for the first time.
Yeah.
But like when he started dancing in front of me, like your gut reaction would be to want to like reach out and touch the person. But because I'm so respectful of Weird Al and who he is, my reaction was to go, I put my arms back and like I was like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Like I was, you know, I was like, I went backwards. Like I did the opposite of trying to reach out and touch him. I was like, you know,
yeah. You're like a kid who sees anything cool at the zoo with the parents behind him taking a video, and he just turns around.
Yeah, that was me.
Like, did you see that?
Yeah. So you mentioned that you came upon Tacky on YouTube. And loved it.
I saw the video, and I fell in love with him the way he looked first.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he looks like nothing I've ever seen before.
That's great.
In the space of entertainers, because mm-hmm. every entertainer is like there's a gold standard to look perfect, act perfect, never act that online. And he's just like, I'm gonna do what I want, how I want it, and when I want it.
Yep.
And he does that while all being very respectful,
mm-hmm.
which is just, I'm going to circle back to my first appearance, makes him an amazing person.
Yes.
But that's partially why it's so high on my list, because I love the song so much and I love the original. And then around the time that I heard Tacky, I stopped listening to the original and just kept listening to Tacky.
You did the right thing.
Yeah. I think it was just because I had watched Despicable Me and I was listening to Happy.
Yeah. No, and I love that Weird Al does that, right? Like, he chooses what he parodies carefully, and he opens doors for people.
I actually think my first encounter with Weird Al was before that, because he's voiced a lot of kid shows.
Yeah, well, he was on My Little Pony.
I'm
not saying that you would have watched My Little Pony, no. But he did that. He was on The Simpsons. I have the action figure for that.
Was he on also? Phineas and Ferb?
Yes.
That's where I first saw him then.
That's so cool.
Because I watched like every episode of Phineas and Ferb ever. Love that show.
He's the coolest guy. You know?
He is.
He's the coolest.
And I guarantee he just didn't do those shows because he got paid a lot of money, which I guarantee he didn't get paid a lot of money.
Uh-huh. Well, he has a daughter who's just a little – she just started her freshman year of college this year. So his daughter is only – his daughter's 2 years older than you.
Yeah.
Okay? So he has a reason to want to be part of pop culture that your generation is going to digest.
A lot. Yeah, a lot like Johnny Depp with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Yeah, he noticed that a lot of his movies were a little bit too mature for his kids.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, here, let me do that. Same with Robin Williams with mm-hmm. Genie. There's a whole thing with that where he made a deal with Disney not to use him in merchandising. Or mm-hmm. else he wouldn't come back to Disney ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went ahead and said, Robin Williams in Aladdin. And he was like, oh, you want me to come back for the sequel? No.
Yep.
And they were like, but please.
They were like, he's like, no, I will not grant you that wish.
Yeah.
Nice genie one. Joke.
Hit her with a zinger.
Zingo, bow-wow, how-wow.
Point to your mother.
My button boy.
You can beckon Weird Al quotes.
I love it.
It's so amazing.
It's so great. Okay, we got to get through the rest of this album. What's your number five?
My number five. Your number five is Handy.
Okay, Handy's my number eight.
All right.
We just did very recently, actually, not even 2 months ago, probably about 2 months ago, exactly, did our episode about Handy. And we didn't have a whole lot to say about it. It has a lot to do with the fact that we don't like the original so much, but this is such a solid parody lyrically that it gets a lot of respect for me on this album.
Yeah. I just love it because it's another one that I have music night memories with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... I love it so much because I like the original. I like the original song and I've listened to it.
Yeah, I've heard it. I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I listened to it a lot because I was young and I was like, oh, it's pop. It's good. And then I then I grew out of it just like it grew out of Happy. A little bit of Coke burp.
Coke burps.
Coke burps.
Coke burps.
Get hit with another one.
Hey, look at you. You still got two in standby.
I know.
There's so much Coke on this table. I am swearing to God I'm not doing cocaine with a 16-year-old. He's drinking Coca-Cola.
There's a glass bottle to prove it here.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's not making the ding.
It's good enough dings. He's banging the lid on it. That's a glass bottle of Coca-Cola that I purchased at Publix supermarkets.
Which, by the way... I don't know if there's anybody from Michigan listening, but that's all fancy. We don't have those.
Shopping is a pleasure.
It is.
That's their tagline. Where shopping is a pleasure.
It genuinely is. It's a lot nicer.
Publix, sponsor our show. Shopping is a pleasure.
I don't know if I can name drop Kroger.
It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. The dozens of people who listen to the show will not care.
I have the Paul McCartney Weird Al LTV interview. I don't know if you know this. There are literally dozens of people watching you right now.
Dozens. I know. It's great.
We want bebop music. Bebop. Give us some
bebop. Bebop, 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 bebop. Oh, I know.
Bebop, bebop, real.
So great. Yeah. What he's referencing is the Weird Al fake interviews on the LTV bits on MTV and Much Music if you're in Canada. But yeah, they're brilliant.
Yeah. And they're edited so well that mm-hmm. like, and he gets like behind a background that looks a lot like it. That
similar. For
like,
yeah.
Yeah. For like the first like 3 years after I saw him, I was like, oh, those are real.
Mm-hmm.
But then my dad was all like, so hate to burst your bubble.
Oh, your bubble done got bursted.
It did got bursted.
That's no good. Oh my gosh. So yeah, you've got Handy at number five.
Yes, I do.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. What do you have for number four?
Number four, I have Foil.
That's my number three.
It's number three.
So everything in your top three for me is five or below.
Five and below.
Five below. That's a fun little store to go to if you want to get some cheap stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
It's five below.
Five below. So, yes, Foil. I think Foil is hilarious. And the reason this song is so high for me on this album is because I love the way it twists in the middle. Going from aluminum foil to wrap your food to conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is comedically genius. The video cracks me up. And I just think this is like peak Weird Al.
Oh yeah, and he's just all Weird Al about it, and mm-hmm. it's like He just leads you on into it, and then he's just all of a sudden like, oh, by the way, I've cracked the code.
And it's not even like he's making a big deal about it. It's, oh, yeah. By the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out these shadow organizations.
Yeah, and the whole song just kind of like takes twists and turns, and M. Night Shyamalan over here.
It's M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Shyamalama Ding Dong. But it's just... The video is so amazing, and again, another one that I fell in love with the video.
Yes.
And then I fell in love with the song because I watched the video so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the video, the director's like yelling at him the entire time because in the video, it's like a little cooking show.
It's Patton Oswalt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of the video, Al gets injected by like some Men in Black type characters. With like a sleeping drug, and then like he gets dragged off, and then the director's all like, oh, and then he pulls off his head and it's a lizard.
He's a lizard man because there are lizards running everything.
Apparently.
That's the conspiracy.
There was a lizard in my bed the other day.
I know, and I'm sorry about that. Hashtag Florida problems.
Not first world problems, Florida problems.
Florida problems. Florida problems.
See, in Michigan, all I'm used to is like the occasional bat or like a skunk. They don't come in your house.
No, they don't come in your house. But again, the lizards eat the bugs.
Yeah, but like normally I'd be like, I'm too tired for this junk and just sleep in the bed. But I was like half awake still, and I was like, you know what? Now I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's not your fault.
Well, they're little guys. They get in through like the air conditioner.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do anything about it.
Speaking of getting in, can I get in a little crack of a
crack
cocoa?
Crack it!
I had to pop myself a beer. Coke.
I hit the other button at the same time also. My finger slipped. He had to crack himself a Coke. And also Cecilia says, well, hey.
Hey, Cecilia.
Yeah. Cecilia's cool.
Cecilia's rad.
Yeah, she's almost 4.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun for her to do. Oh, my gosh. We're on your number three.
We're
in your top three. And... all my top songs are gone. My number 12 song is still up for grabs. If that's your number one, that'll be interesting because you knocked my top two out right away.
All right. So, Word Crimes.
Okay, that's my number 5.
All right. I like Word Crimes because this is the song that I was talking about earlier. About how it being just so amazing. And I love it because I'm a bit of a grammar stickler.
Mm-hmm. I like that about you.
Thank you. I learned it from the big guy out there.
Yes.
My father. And sometimes people...
That's why I don't hate him.
Yes. People, you're like, the one reason I don't hate him.
He's good with words.
He's good with grammar.
They don't offend me.
But the reason it's the highest on my list here is because... this song, I just love it so much. And every time anyone just screws up with their grammar, I'm like, I have a song for you.
Uh-huh. Yes. I have the t-shirt for this song. Every time I go to teach in person, this is the t-shirt that I wear the first day of school.
Because you're like...
I'm an English teacher. I teach writing. And so I wear my Word Crime shirt on the first day of class. I'm like, please do not commit these.
Yeah. And any time that any of my teachers that teach language arts are all like... getting on people for grammar, I'm like, you should play this in class.
They should.
Yeah.
I have done. I in college, and people are like, I've never seen this. And I was like, well, your high school teacher should have shown you this because this is all rudimentary stuff.
My elementary school teacher showed us this.
That's great, first of all. I love that.
Yes. Her name was Miss Robinson, actually.
Hey, Miss Robinson, you did good job. But yeah, I also feel like this song... very much improves upon the original.
Yes, it does.
Because it's not creepy.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, when I heard the original, I was quite small. And I assumed that the whoo in the background or the much higher pitch, I'm not going
to
do it.
Don't even have to try.
I thought that was Michael Jackson.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I love this song because Michael... if you don't know me or my father, Michael Jackson is a big, 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 big part of my life. And so I was like, oh, Michael Jackson. My dad was like, sorry, I have to burst your bubble again.
Oh, I'm popping that bubble again.
Yeah. My bubble never gets to stay.
Everybody's bursting your bubble, boy.
I'm bubble boy.
You're the bubble. You're my bubble boy.
You have a button boy? You have a bubble boy?
I have a button boy. I've got all the boys.
Wait, did you say that your milkshake brings all the boys to the
yard?
No,
I don't have a button for that. But I do have a Ringo button.
I'm warning you with peace and love.
I love my Ringo button.
You have another boy. You have a boy and the button.
I have a boy and the button. My boy and the magic button.
All right.
Yeah. No, Word Crimes is fabulous. I think it's great. It's one of the best. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. We're down to your top two. And I will tell you this. My number 6 and my number 12 are left.
All right.
So this will be interesting. What's your number 2?
Well, I may have left a few songs out because those were my number 1 and 2. I may have accidentally left a few songs off my list.
Oh, dear, sir. Well, how about we talk about this? Here's the 2 songs that are left. Now, that's what I call polka.
Oh, my God. I remember putting that on my list, but then I must have deleted it to rearrange it.
To rearrange things. That's fair. And Lame Claim to Fame.
Oh, Lame Claim to Fame. Okay, well,
Lame Claim to Fame. Here, I'll tell you this. Lame Claim to Fame is my number 12. And Now That's What I Call Polka is my number 6.
Okay. Well, those will not interfere with it at all.
Good.
But I'm going to put Lame Claim to Fame at the bottom.
Okay. So it's at your bottom as well.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Because I like it, but
there's so much better stuff on this album.
There's so much better stuff in general. Like, this is, if I had to listen to this song, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, this is one, Lame Claim to Fame, which is why it's my 12 on this album, is if I were to put this album on shuffle, which I don't do. I don't put like a whole album on shuffle. If I'm going to listen to an album, I'm going to listen to the whole thing.
I'll put a playlist on shuffle.
But if I'm listening to a Weird Al, if I'm listening to the playlist that I have that is all of Weird Al's music, Lame Claim to Fame comes on, there's a very high probability I'm going to skip it.
Yes.
And that's how I know, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it because it's another one of those songs that, much like First World Problems, has become part of like Weird Al fan kind of culture. It's like, no, hey, like I met a guy that looks like John Bermuda Schwartz. That's my Lame Claim to Fame. And it's like, well, okay. But yeah, like the song is okay.
Yeah, I can relate to the song also because there are a lot of, I'd say, there are a lot of B-list celebrities that like to frequent Detroit.
Fair enough.
And like Joe down the street will be like, he'll have a picture hanging up and be like, well, I met that guy. Look, I met an extra who was in Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, I met that extra in Top Gun. I met, what's his face?
Oh, my God, yes, that the flight instructor from the movie. Oh, God.
We just watched a movie the other day that had a whole bunch of Top Gun stuff in it. Don't worry about it.
We watched Ted.
What's the guy's name?
Oh, my God. The flight.
Wait a minute. I'll go check.
Dear Lord, this is like, I looked up Top Gun instructor and I pulled up actual Top Gun instructors. Michael Ironside.
Michael Ironside? Was that the one that they mentioned in Ted?
I think so.
That doesn't sound like the name they mentioned in Ted.
That looks like the guy. Hold on.
What was the name of the actor?
I'll go check.
Anthony Edwards.
That's not it.
I don't think it is, but that's popped up.
Oh, they're full of poop.
Tom Skerritt.
That's it.
It's the actor who plays Goose.
That's not Goose.
That's what it just said.
Well, Tom Skerritt? Or is Tom...
Anthony Edwards is Goose.
Well, no, but Tom Skerritt is who they mention in...
Who's Tom Skerritt?
Is Goose Tom Skerritt?
Who is Tom Skerritt? That's the actor. Oh, my God. It gave me his name in the movie. Anthony Ironside's his name in the movie. That the guy who plays him is Tom Skerritt. So I was right.
Okay, so it's Tom Skerritt.
Ironside is apparently his
name in the movie.
Yeah, I looked up the actor and it was like, here's
Tom Skerritt. Okay, yeah. So now we know.
Now we know. Tom Skerritt.
The more you know.
I actually know that.
You
the
do.
The rainbow with the star.
Yeah. So very cool. We have to touch on now that's what I call polka. Even
yes,
though
we do.
Where would you put that? You don't have to give me a number exactly because Lame Claim to Flame would be low for you.
Number 4.
Okay, so it would land somewhere near the lower
the top.
Near like the
low
top
in the middle.
The top third of your list.
Yes.
Would be now that's what I call polka.
I knew I missed a few, but I had the feeling that I missed a few.
Yeah.
But like I was kind of confident in myself, which
no,
I
that's
shouldn't
okay. That's all right. It's all good. I mean, so basically you're saying Word Crimes is your number one.
Word Crimes is 100% my number one.
That's fine. That's cool. But yeah, I mean, you can't miss the polka. Because this is the one that starts with Wrecking Ball. We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why.
Yeah.
We can't.
Oh, God, what's the name of the polka? I can't remember. It's not.
No, that's what I call no, polka.
Not off this album.
Oh.
It's the one that has. God, I can't remember what it
is. What does it start with?
It starts with like a Lady Gaga style parody.
Polka Face.
Polka Face. I love Polka Face. That's probably my favorite polka.
That's from Apocalypse. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pa pa poker face, pa pa poker face.
It is the robot.
Ma ma pa poker face, pa pa poker face.
Yeah, it is the robot that he's like kind of going through.
It's good.
He is a how like besides Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
How many artists has he done more than one parody for one artist?
Oh, we have a whole spreadsheet about this.
New whole spreadsheet.
Yeah, we have a whole spreadsheet about this.
Because Gaga, I know he's done at least with the polka and. Then with
the one that has occurred the most outside is the one that has occurred the most period is Mick Jagger, due to his frequent appearances in polkas.
Uh-huh.
The one outside of that would be Pharrell.
Pharrell
Williams, yes, with because he was in, you know, the whole Daft Punk Get Lucky in the polka, Tacky, there was other stuff. But yeah, Pharrell Williams appeared like four times. But R.E.M. got the trifecta treatment.
Trifecta.
Meaning that they had a parody, a pastiche, and a polka.
Gosh.
Because they had a parody of Spam, the pastiche of Frank's 2000-inch TV, and the Losing My Religion was in a polka.
Ah.
So they got all three happen to them. So my brother did this. We have there's a whole spreadsheet. That covers all of this, but we've gone through mandatory fun and you've finished. You're on your third Coke.
Gotta keep up.
Gotta keep up. This is only my second beer, and you're on your third Coke. So, I'm just saying.
This was definitely fun.
Did you have a good time?
I had a very good time, and I'm sad that it's over.
Well, you know, you're welcome back anytime that you want. You can come back anytime that you like. You like. You can have a large fry. A large fry. but yeah, so Zach, you know what? Ooh, I just knocked my beer can on my mic stand.
Beer can mic stand.
I knocked my beer can on my mic stand.
Right there.
Before this happens.
Security guard threw us out.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
He's coming. You better hurry.
I know. I do it. Why don't you tell people where they can find your dad's show?
Well, the Infectious Groove Podcast is on the Odd Pods Media Network, which is the same media network that
we're on.
Yes, and you can find it anywhere. You can find the Beard Owl Podcast, and you can find our YouTube channel at Infectious Groove Pod.
I think so. I mean, honestly, if you search Infectious Groove Music on YouTube, you'll find it.
Well. There's the Infectious Grooves, which is a band.
Yes, but
so,
I'm saying singular, Infectious Groove.
Not Grooves.
No.
Just Groove.
One Groove.
One Groove, not Grooves.
We just have the one Groove.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on that channel sometimes. And,
yes,
and you're
going to
be on that channel sometime in the future also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. See,
well, I have been. This will be my second appearance.
This will be your second appearance on the YouTube.
Not on the podcast yet.
This is your second time on my podcast.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just saying.
I'm not trying to pick favorites here, but
that's great. You love the Beard Owl Podcast.
Oh, doesn't?
Right. Well, dumb people.
Uh huh. Well, we don't want to call people names.
Okay. less cultured individuals.
There you go.
Bingo. See?
Well, let's be honest. The dumb people don't like it. They're a little dumb. Yeah, but
just a little dumb. It's okay. It's great. But yeah, so there, yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, so there's that, you know. Zach's making his foray into the world of the podcasting and the YouTube with the help of all of this. You did great, by the way.
Thank you.
Was wonderful.
You helped me out because I forgot two songs.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We did. We had a good time. We talked about the music and we had a really good conversation. And ultimately, that's all the listeners care about.
Oh, yeah.
We're forgiving of mistakes over here because Weird Al is. And so we all ought to be as well.
Oh, yeah. I will say I'm ending my time here right now, but I can't wait to come back.
Oh, and you will be coming back. I promise you that. So I think for all of us here at the Beard Owl Podcast family, thank you for listening. And we're going to come at you again next week with something spectacular, even though I have no idea what that might be.
Uh-oh.
Bye.
Sorry, we got a one. We got a dinosaur again.